You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Sarah Shallis and Ravi Jolly, both co-founders and presidents of iHeart Quinoa, which is a company that produces quinoa-based food products. Sarah and Ravi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, where did the idea for iHeart Quinoa come from?
I can take that one. So iHeart Quinoa came from this idea of making quinoa more accessible to people, to all people. You know, my wife, when we started the company, was a vegetarian, and we had it all the time at home. We cooked it all the time, and we went out and we looked and we saw that not a lot of people knew about it. We kind of wondered why that was. And you know, this is a few years ago. Quinoa at that time was this little-known South American ancient grain. You know, it's super nutritious, full of complete protein, fiber, iron, magnesium. But you know, not very many people knew what to do with it. And just to paint the picture, it was that kind of item that you'd find in the back of your health food store in the bulk bin. And you kind of had to be familiar enough to brave the aisle and go back, take it home and cook with it. And, you know, for this reason, like, your typical person probably was discouraged from trying it and didn't really know what to do with it. So we wanted to come, create a company, enter the picture, and demystify quinoa so that people would incorporate into the diet and get turned on to it. So how do we do it? We made a quinoa snack. So we made quinoa into a snack form. And, you know, snacks are a really great place to start. They're a familiar category. People eat them on the go. They don't require preparation. And with our quinoa snacks, you know, we're able to jazz things up by adding flavors such as chocolate sea salt, ginger peanut, and make people say, hey, I want to try, you know, this quinoa stuff and see what it's all about. And by doing that, then they get turned on to the nutrition of quinoa, and they can find other ways to incorporate it. You know, in our brand name, iHeart Quinoa, it's pretty broad. And that was by design. It provides an umbrella structure so that we can eventually move beyond snacks into other quinoa-based categories. So we want to be sort of the quinoa food company. But at the end of the day, we're always getting at this goal of making quinoa accessible to people.
What makes your snack stand out from the rest?
I'd say that there's really three main things that make a snack stand out. And first is what Robbie just talked about, is that it's made with quinoa. You know, it's really the only kind of ready-to-eat quinoa that's out there. It's easy to eat on the go, and making the quinoa central to the product was really important to us. It's the first ingredient on the list, and that's really what the product and the company is all about, and there's nothing else out there like that. And also, second thing is that it's all natural in a way that we feel confident, you know, saying that it's all natural. You know, there's a lot of controversy over what all natural is, but, you know, our ingredients really are minimally processed. And when you look at the ingredient list, you recognize everything. So it's different from a lot of quote-unquote all natural products that are out there. And then it's also gluten-free, which is really important to people. It's a growing category, and we are all certified, all our products are certified gluten-free.
What's one trend that really excites you both right now?
I think this in food right now is, you know, to kind of dovetail off what I just said before about, you know, all natural food. It's that's really a growing trend, and people really care about it, and that's something that we are really passionate about. Me in particular, you know, I'm a mother of two kids, and so I really look at, you know, what's on the ingredient list and what kind of ingredients I'm giving to my family. So the fact that all natural is becoming a growing trend is really exciting to us, because it means that there's going to be more options out there. It means that, you know, people are going to really think about what does all natural truly mean. And more companies are taking note of this because there's such consumer demand for it. And so there's just a lot of innovation happening in the category. You know, we're one of the companies, but a lot of other folks are out there doing, you know, other all natural products, and it's just really growing fast, and there's a lot going on in that space, and giving consumers a lot of really good options.
Today we're joined by both Sarah Chalice and Ravi Jale, both co-founders and presidents of iHeart Quinoa, which is a company that produces quinoa-based food products here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. As an entrepreneur, what is the one thing you do over and over again that you recommend to everyone else that they do?
You know, I think it's important to take a step back and focus on the business side of your venture, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, we started the company, food company, because we're foodies and we're interested in healthy foods. But I think the temptation of when you're a foodie and you're creating a food product is to completely disregard that you have to build a business around it as well. And you get so wrapped up in the taste and the texture and the nuances of the product that you ignore other aspects. But, you know, coming back to our original mission, our goal is to make quinoa accessible to people, and part of that entails making the price as affordable as we can. And, you know, the product has to taste good and have high-quality, healthy ingredients, but it also has to be affordable, else, you know, you're not gonna progress. And so it's a challenge juggling all these attributes, and that's one that I think we do a good job doing over and over again, taking a step back. We spend a lot of time focusing on our cost structure, finding efficiencies in places like logistics and manufacturing, packaging. You know, we want to be in a place to put forth the best pricing that we can, given our size. And quinoa, being an imported specialty product from South America, it's not an inexpensive primary ingredient. So the course we've embarked upon is already a difficult one, but same token, I think there's a huge opportunity. If someone can come up with a product that's based in quinoa that's also affordable and accessible to all people, I think you really had something.
And what do you like best about being an entrepreneur?
I'll take that one, because I am in love with being an entrepreneur. I've had a lot of jobs, and this is definitely my favorite one so far. You know, I think the thing I like most about it is the flexibility. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's an 24-hour day job, but it's also flexible. You know, if I need to go pick up my kids because they're sick, or you know, I have to run an errand, it's not a big deal. So, you know, just from a lifestyle perspective, it's phenomenal, especially, you know, being in the situation that I'm in. And that's also flexible from the types of activities you do. You know, I don't sit in an office doing the same thing over and over again. I am doing demos, or I'm, you know, strategizing about what the next product we want to launch is, or I'm, you know, talking to customers, or I'm, you know, looking at their cost structure. Like Robbie said, we do that a lot. So it's always something different, and that to me is really invigorating and exciting, and it makes the job, you know, something I look forward to, excuse me, every day. You know, so those are the things that I really like. And, you know, and of course you're your own boss, so you know, nothing wrong with that. Nobody's telling you what to do, and that's always nice.
It certainly would be hard to go backwards after being your own boss, without a question. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and also be better informed about iHeart Quinoa?
Yeah, we have a website. It's www.iheartquinoa, and that's all spelled phonetically. Her name is the phonetic spelling of quinoa. So it's iHeartKeen, as in Nancy, WAH.com. We actually just redesigned the website. We launched it back in early June.
In conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy and or fit?
I mean, I would say focus on nutrition. It's all linked together, right? I mean, we focus so much on exercise equipment and all the way the other spectrum is healthcare, and that's treating symptoms of a problem, but the problem is in many cases caused by poor nutrition. And that, I think that's what makes us so passionate about healthy food, is that good health starts with healthy food and eating healthy in the beginning.
Yeah, and that's something that's so easy to do, right? I mean, there's a lot of information now about the food that we put in our bodies, and there's a lot of healthy options out there, and it's something that, you know, with easy tweaks, you know, you don't have to carve out an hour and a half a day to go to the gym. It's about being, you know, conscious and thoughtful about what you put in your body.
Very helpful information. Really glad that we've hooked up together here to share what you're doing in the nutrition industry. We've been speaking with Sarah Chalice and Ravi Jale, both co-founders of iHeart Quinoa, which is a company that produces quinoa-based food products. And the website of reference, once again, is iHeartQuinoa.com. Sarah and Ravi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.